Well, Labor's announcement comes less than 2 months after the findings of the Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin were released. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission was Richard Beasley, SC. He's welcomed the prospect of big water buybacks, saying there's a strong argument that other measures have been a spectacular waste of time.
The easiest way of getting water and the best way is to enable the Commonwealth to buy it. It's only ever been bought from people that wanted to sell. There's been a whole lot of criticism in certain places about the buyback scheme, but completely, a lot of that ignores the facts. The main facts are that most people that sold water to the Commonwealth did not give up farming or leave country towns. They usually, in a huge proportion of the way, sold a partial licence and stayed in the system, and then, you know, they buy extra water on the market. So I think what Labor's proposed here is a good thing.
The federal government, when it was led by Prime Minister Tony Abbott, capped water buybacks.
Yep.
What Labor is saying now is that that cap will be lifted and we can have big amounts of water bought back and put back into the river system. You're saying that's a good idea. Does that mean we've wasted the intervening years and however many millions or perhaps billions of dollars, because those measures, unlike water buybacks, have not delivered the water to the river system?
The way this should have been done is that water should have been... Look, putting in an efficiency system, a drip irrigation instead of a spray system, for example, or lining the way water is delivered to people's places rather than having it seeping into dirt, or doing other things that stave evaporation are generally good ideas, but they're not a great idea in terms of massive amounts of Commonwealth taxpayers' money going to upgrade systems and not getting a precise and amount of water that you know it with confidence is going back to the environment. The much better way was voluntary sales. No one's proposing stealing anyone's licence. No one's proposing a compulsory acquisition. This is just enables the Commonwealth government to buy water back from people who want to sell it.
And everything we've done since capping water buybacks has been ineffective?
I think there's massive problems with it, and that's borne out by the Royal Commission report. In relation to efficiency measures, all of the huge amounts of Commonwealth money that have gone to efficiency measures may no doubt have made delivery of water to plants on farmers or big irrigators' crops more efficient. But in terms of delivering water back to the environment, it's very dubious as to whether it's been successful there, which is the whole point of the thing. With Menindee, that's another supply measure. We've found there where there's been like a dress rehearsal of trying to save water evaporating from Menindee, which sounds like a really good idea, but what we've found is that if you empty those lakes more quickly than you should to save evaporation, and then it doesn't rain, you get millions of fish dying. So all of these things that have been done instead of buybacks over the last 5 years do look like there's certainly a reasonable argument to be made that they've been a spectacular waste of money and based on really uncertain science.
Just finally, Labor has also said it will alter the definition of how the 450 gigalitres, under what circumstances that extra water is delivered to South Australia. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan is so complex, but this 450 gigalitres is extra water promised to South Australia, which Barnaby Joyce, as Water Minister, admitted would never be delivered because he said it couldn't be delivered without significant social and economic detriment.
That's right. He wrote a letter to the then Water Minister in South Australia basically saying you're not getting it.
Now, is that legally the correct position to take?
Well, it wasn't at the time. It was, his letter was based on his own misunderstanding of the Basin Plan, because the Basin Plan didn't have the criteria that he was assuming were in it. You could make a case where if one of these efficiency measures cost one job, then it wouldn't go ahead. New South Wales and Victoria have got no interest in making sure South Australia gets that extra 450 gigalitres of water. My personal view is the whole thing should be scrapped and the 450 should just be added to the 2750 to make a figure of 3,200 and not stuff around with dubious science in relation to efficiency measures and supply measures.
So raise the whole target of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
Well, it should. The whole thing should be done again according to science, which is what is meant to happen. And I don't care if they do that and then they say the figure's too high, as long as there's some honesty. I think what's annoying about the Basin Plan is that politics is dressed up as the best science. There is science in it too, but there's a lot of politics and it's meant to only be the best available science.
That's Richard Beasley SC, Council assisting the Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin.